is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really? I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do.
Boy, I love this song. You know, it makes me, I used to live in Tennessee. And I used to live in eastern Tennessee. Hank Williams Jr., the writer of that brilliant song that we borrow a little bit of, a little snippet of, in order to introduce our show. He lives in Paris, Tennessee. And at one point a few years ago, he said he was going to run for the Senate, and that was using that political tool. He was going to speak out by running for a senatorial seat. I hope Hank Williams Jr. does that, and I hope he has the kind of message. Well, of course he believes what he writes in his song, doesn't he? Of course he does. And imagine how many people, Hank Williams Jr., how many white people have had their courage bolstered and their boldness increased by listening to that song from Hank Williams Jr. I mean, that song is burned into my brain. It's such a beautiful song. And it has so many great points in it that, you know, are expressed maybe best by an artist. During the break, our engineer at Republic Broadcasting, boys, Republic Broadcasting got some brilliant people there. He asked me to hold the mic for a little bit while he got Bill Bohart back on the connection. And, of course, it was easy for asking me to keep talking on the microphone is a unnecessary request. one of the things we endeavor to do on this show is bring you some of the top thinking. Since the truth is on our side, justice is on our side. Art is on our side, as in the case of Hank Williams Jr. But truth is on our side. Science is on our side. Every new development in science, every single one of them, favors us because it's simply a greater revelation of the truth. So the really exciting thinking, like that of Dennis Stanford in Across Atlantic Ice, coming out of the realm of archaeology, the really exciting thinking is on our side. Another example of that really exciting thinking is a book that we brought to you a couple of weeks ago that I said I was going to order. I did, and here it is in my hand, The Spiral of Silence by Elizabeth Noelle Newman, a German sociologist, I believe. Anyway, I bought this book on Amazon, and this is another one I recommend. But in this book, she makes the point, with increasing study, she ran a, she died in 2000, I forget when she died, 2010 maybe, 2010. She ran an organization that studied scientifically public opinion. And that science helps us. She found out that the great fear, what motivates people, is fear of isolation. And that this is what our enemies have used to, and she talks about this. She talks about the fact that our enemies have taken over the media and used the media in a top-down bludgeon style to overwhelm our natural, our instinctive social networking, whereby we looked horizontally, we looked side to side at our neighbors, wondering, what is the public opinion? What? I don't want to be isolated from my group. I want to stay in this tribe that I'm in here in Denmark, because it's not easy to survive outside of this tribe. Remember, back in the Ice Ages, Europe was much colder than it is today. So survival was much more difficult. And you needed your team, you needed your tribe much more then than you do now. So we developed, you either evolved this, developed this, or you died. Those who stayed together in a tribe and worked effectively as a team made it to the next spring. Those who did not died. Mother Nature is very blunt in these matters. And so those genes of people who thought they could just wing it on their own, they died out. Those genes are gone. The genes of people who look to each other for cooperation, those genes are still here. Now that has made us easily manipulable by a top-down media structure, which didn't exist in the time of our evolution. So these news networks, television, the movie industry, they have been able to crush our natural instincts and make us think that it's a no-no in public opinion to talk about, for example, race, or to mention who owns the media. This is a no-no. So we avoid that. It's a taboo subject. And so this has been a very clever manipulation that's been worked on us, but Elizabeth Noelle Newman points out the identifying the problem is also identifying the way out. And she says the way out is create a movement where you use this trait, you counter this manipulation, and you appeal to our kinsmen's desire to not be isolated by letting them know that our group, who we are listening to this show, we're an attractive group. We live a good life. We're inspired, and our lives are fulfilling. Being a patriot is worthwhile, and it's not a matter of it's not a matter of suffering and despair and disillusionment and negativity. No, we're having more fun than the people who are not engaged in patriot activity. And Noelle Newman says, if you can convey this, you will attract, initially, you'll attract the very best people. And that's the key. You'll attract the leaders. And then others will come in a domino-style fashion. So that's what we hope we're doing with this radio show and with the American Freedom Party and with American White History Month and Prepared to Take America Back. Bill, do we have you back?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Well, thank you very much. And I apologize for stepping all over your time on the show here today. One of the things that makes it difficult to do Patriot Radio is that there is so much good news. This may surprise people to hear me say this, but it's actually the case. There are so many things happening that are good for us that it's hard to keep track of them. And the you mentioned it earlier in the show when you said, you know, we are in a situation where we can charge in any direction. Anywhere you go, folks, we have a target-rich environment. And the enemy is really vulnerable, really exposed. Because imagine if you were one of the enemy right now. Everything you're defending, everything you purport to believe in, and you can't believe these people actually believe in the garbage they spew. Everything you're saying is nonsense. For instance, saying that, letting everybody in the world flood into America is America's strength. That just having a giant invasion of our country is a smart policy. Oh, this is insanity. This is nuts.
It is.
Yeah, oh, and you know,
I absolutely support coming here legally and through the right, the proper channels. My ancestors did, yours did. But this unlawful influx that it's just absurd. It's absurd.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you an example of that right after this break, Bill. It's shocking. Stay tuned, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And you know, it is time we said stop. Hey, children, look around. And that's what folks are doing. That's what our alternative media allows us to do, is to enable folks to look around. And you know, the shocking piece of news that I wanted to deliver, Bill, is it contained in an article on the website theoccidentalobserver.net, which is edited by and was created by Dr. Kevin McDonald, professor of psychology, who was recently retired, and is a professor of psychology, specializing in evolutionary psychology, which means the psychology, how our psychology itself is a major factor in our survival. And weaknesses in that psychology could be major factors in our disappearance. And there is an instance of that disappearance happening right now, of course, in all of our European nations. But here's the amazing thing. Did you know that, this is in an article that appears at on the Occidental Observer, entitled Pope Francis Tells Us That Europe Is No Longer Fertile for the Acceptance of Immigrants. I kind of paraphrase that a little bit. But this is an article by Guillaume du Rocher, who's one of the extraordinary intellectuals that Kevin McDonald has marshaled into his cohort of writers at theoccidentalobserver.net. And of course, Dr. McDonald is a member of the board of directors of the American Freedom Party. You'll see a banner for the AFP. As you read through every article at theoccidentalobserver.net, you'll come across a banner for our party. And I hope you go to our website. Gee whiz, I've neglected to give out our URL. It's theamericanfreedomparty.us. Theamericanfreedomparty.us. You can join for only $25. Please do. And in this article, Guillaume du Rocher talks about a speech that the Pope just gave to the European Parliament, something that is a very rare event. The last time it happened was when John Paul II talked to the European Parliament in 1988. And he spoke in Strasbourg to the Council of Europe. And in it, he said some surprisingly nationalist things. It was a partial victory for nationalists. He equivocated on a number of things, but he did say that Europeans, these are his words, must be able to assert their cultural identity. Very good. That sounds like American White History Month to me. And yeah. And he said awareness of one's own identity is necessary. And but then here's a fact that popped out of this. I was reading along in this article at theoccidentalobserver.net, and Guillaume du Rocher, the author, points out that the population of Nigeria, I've lost the spot, where is the article? The population of Nigeria is projected to pass 500 million people, considerably greater, than the population of the entire European Union. Oh, here it is. Get this. The migratory pressure on Europe will only increase as the population of Africa triples in this century. The population of Nigeria alone is expected to have over 500 million people, bigger than the entire EU. And if there is any truth to climate change, as equatorial ecosystems will be destroyed. Well, you can imagine 500 million people in Nigeria. Of course, that entire ecosystem is likely to be destroyed. So then they will have an excuse, their refugee excuse is, oh, our country's a mess. You need to let us in. We're dying where we are. Well, of course you're dying where you are. You messed up your country.
Yes.
So the solution is we have to let everybody in? No, that's not the solution, because then now we lose our country as well. So this was a nice piece of news here. The Pope himself having some second thoughts about Europe being just a giant party welcoming Imagine. Nigeria, folks, is just one African nation. It's one of the larger ones, but it's just one of many. Over 500 million people in this century. We're well into this century. A population surpassing that of the entire European Union, and of course an utterly failed economy. There is nothing manufactured in Nigeria, I assure you. There are no schools or institutions of distinguished learning in Nigeria. I don't have to go there to tell you that. And that's true in every sub-Saharan African nation, and with the exception of South Africa. So, of course that's going to be an utter failure. And we, again, forces of nature, the force of reality itself, is converging to pressurize the cause that we are championing. So get ready, folks. Fasten your seatbelts and hold on, because there are going to be lots of people who look to the folks at American White History Month, look to the American Freedom Party, and every other fledgling patriot activity that we launch, Republic Broadcasting Network. Lots and lots of people are going to be flooding in saying, what are the answers? Help us, help. And so we need to be ready for that.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that one of the sister websites of Prepared to Take America Back and America White History Month, I'm sure you're familiar with Roxy Lady.
Yes. Well, actually, I had the privilege of talking with Roxy on the American White History Month radio show, and do I like what she has to say.
Yeah, she's a remarkable woman. That's we became more than just friends. I'm quite proud of her. She has a website, truthuncensored.net, and it's political news. I think it was about a week before the midterms, she posted a story about the busloads of illegals coming in, funded by our government, being handed a handful of $100 bills, brand new clothes. And not only that, these two gentlemen, two veterans, both reported that the buses stopped by Social Security offices so they could get legal papers. They were taking them to destinations such as Chicago, Illinois, and Atlanta, Georgia. Not picking them up on this side of the border, but actually loading on the Mexican side of the border and bringing them into the United States. I was trying to go back in and find the specific article, but there's video and there's testimony by two veterans and one actually ran for and held a office in a small town, I think, down in Louisiana.
Oh, Bill, now, by the way.
For a short while.
Yeah, Bill,
what I consider very reputable witnesses testified to these facts, these busloads of illegals coming in funded by our government.
Hang on, Bill. Of course, it's happening. I didn't mean to sound as if I didn't believe it. Yes, indeed, it is happening. We'll be right back with Bill Bohart right after this.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.RepublicanRadio.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
We're back. Our guest is Bill Bohart, who has been so kind as to stay with us and be patient during this show. Thank you very much, Bill, for giving us so much of your time. And I have a huge apology to make. I have a whole bunch of callers who have been hanging on the line. Shame on me. I'm going to go to George in Baltimore first. George, are you still there?
Here. Read you 5x5, James.
George, I'll tell you what. I'm going to suggest this to you and to every other person listening to the show. If Kelso is neglecting the callers or is in some other way going off the rails, here's an easy way to correct me, folks. Here's my phone number. It's 701-317-5317. I'm holding that phone in my hand right now. If you detect me making an enormous factual error or, more importantly, messing up on our valuable audience, as I have been doing here for a couple segments and ignoring the callers, just call me and chew me out, and I'll very much appreciate that. So, George, thank you, sir, for your patience, and how will you direct your questions here to Bill Bohart?
Yeah, James, no need to chew you out. Great show. I love this Prepare to Take America Back site. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the postage stamp on there. When future generations ask why we did nothing, that's a wonderful picture. I'd love to see it shared on the American Freedom Party site and have them share yours.
Bill?
Yeah, I didn't quite get the question.
George, go ahead again.
Yeah, I'll try again. The leading the picture, the postage stamp, Prepare to Take America Back, it has a moniker that says, when future generations ask why we did nothing. I wonder if you could expound on that just a hair.
We've all said this from time to time, what would we tell our grandchildren when they ask us, why didn't you do something about this? It's just a more than a generic question. It's a question that we pose to every American. Why aren't we stepping up and taking action? I think Jim touched on it earlier. The Patriots here, founding fathers, and Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone. Where has that spirit gone? I think that's the pretense behind that. Some call it the meme or the poster.
Well, there's plenty of good spirit in your website. Very impressed, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. All the folks work pretty hard on that stuff.
Take it away, James.
Well, thank you, George, so much. And if I can answer George's question my own way, and I know George believes this, that great spirit that was in Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, it is very much that was in Charles Martel defending us, our people, against the Muslim invasion of Europe back in the 8th century. That spirit, that strength is in our genes. It's in who we are. And it was there when we were born. And so it's going to come out again. I think we've just been kind of lulled to sleep. I mentioned our own affluence as being possibly a contributory factor. When people are really comfortable, it's hard to make them feel that they are in an alarming situation. But that comfort is disintegrating, and people are getting alarmed. So the Daniel Boones and the Davy Crocketts will still be there. And in fact, speaking of our great connection to each other, I love to talk about these great minds that are on our side. Frank Salter is one of them. Frank Salter wrote the book on genetic interests, making the point that we Bill Bohart and I have never met. But I can tell you right now, just I know Bill Bohart and I, because of what Frank Salter wrote, we share a lot of genetic material. We are very, very similar. We are kin, because we're both Europeans. And this really bonds us and binds us together. I'll give you an example of that proving it. Just yesterday, I found out that I am a 10th cousin to a man I'm going to talk about in a little bit, Jared Taylor. He and I are 10th cousins, and we share as an ancestor the Taylor who came across the Atlantic, like the Salutrians. He came in a pretty rickety boat back in the 17th century, and that ancestor is in 1627, John Taylor II. Fathered two lines, that one went to Jared Taylor and another one. I was fortunate enough to be the recipient of those great genes. Let me go to another caller. Let me see here before my phone starts to ring from people chewing me out. Another caller we have on the line is, let me go to the list here so I can get you guys in order. Here's a new guy, Frank. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Thank you for taking my call.
And let me say before, Frank,
the risk of coming off as being a little bit conspiratorial, I think in the first hour you're talking about something that brought to mind to me suppressed or even possibly hidden history. And I think people really should consider, the possibility the history that's been taught to them has been designed to instill guilt in them, and so as to have the effect of making them more susceptible to manipulation. And another point I wanted to make, immigration, even legal immigration, I looked into that some years back, and I was able to basically figure out that there might be a little bit more to that than we're than a lot of people might be willing to admit. I think immigration, since back in maybe at least the 1960s, has actually been engineered. Legal immigration, I'm talking about, coinciding later with the illegal immigration. I think it's actually been designed to undermine American society and culture. And I think people can look into that if you really want to. If you're motivated, you can find information backing that up on the internet.
Oh yeah, and hang on just a second here. The Frank, sorry, I forgot your name, Frank. Frank, the you are so correct. And remember, folks, that what is legal immigration? Remember, if you actually get down to the nuts and bolts of it and look at one of these scams that's operating to bring in, you get an anchor baby who comes in. That anchor baby then provides the groundwork for dad and mom and brothers and sisters and grandma
Absolutely.
And grandpa. But grandma and grandpa also have other children. So their children come in. And so it's called chain migration. And, technically legal, but in fact, it's just a giant scam. And it actually may be doing more damage to us than the illegal immigration.
Also,
another
quick point on top of that. The less a people, a nation has in common, the less cohesive that group there is going to be, and the more easily manipulated and divided and conquered and enslaved and controlled that group is going to be. And I think that is truly the motivation. And on top of that, I'll go a little bit further. I think that the people that are in control of this country, and probably the Western world, most of the world, see the white race as their primary threat, and they have weaponized the other races, not because they care about them. They've elevated other races, not because they care about those people or want to elevate them for any reason just to help people. They see that as a way to weaponize and keep the white race down.
That's a great verb, weaponizing the immigrant populations. That's a very...
I think Carter is absolutely correct on that. As a matter of fact, a theory of conspiracy is no longer a theory when there's proof that exists. And if you reference the RAND Corporation documents that are updated about every 2 years, and those documents are about 600 pages thick, it's pretty hard to get through. These things are mentioned in those documents, and they are, they go back to the 60s. And another document or book that is very interesting is Agenda 21, which is very real.
Yes, yes, indeed. Now we've got the music. The music's there, Bill.
We've
got the music. We've got the music. We'll be back right after this break, folks.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to
to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks. We're in our last quarter hour of the American Freedom Party Report. You can find us at theamericanfreedomparty.us. Please join up. We've got a little bit of a surge of join-ups, actually, in the last month. And we very much welcome that. I'd like to think this radio show contributed to that surge of new members to the American Freedom Party. And the let me go to another caller here. Well, first of all, let me thank the caller who may still be on the line in North Carolina. Thank you very much, Frank, for calling in. And let's go also now to Dave in Mississippi. Are you there, Dave?
Thank you so much, Jamie. I listened to your program a couple of weeks ago, the way you had said that you had done some genealogical research and found that you're related to Rand Paul, and then tonight announced that you've just discovered that you're also related to Jared Taylor. I did a little bit of genealogical research, Jamie, on your behalf, and I found that you're also related to a couple of other distinguished Americans, which you might not be aware of.
Oh, this, now wait a minute, you got me on the edge of my chair now. Okay, go. Folks, Dave in Mississippi has just hit upon my favorite, I call it a hobby, but man, it's a passion, which is our ancestry. That's who we are, you know. But go ahead, Dave, let me have it.
I'm an experienced genealogical researcher. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I found out, Jamie, in checking into your genealogy, that not only are you related to Rand Paul and Jared Taylor, you are also related to a couple of very famous Americans, Karl Rove and Dick Cheney.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Boom, bad. And that's something that you can be very proud of. I wanted to ask a question.
Now, I knew, you know, by the way, I knew about the Cheney relationship. So, but Karl Rove, that's, get this, I have a funny story to tell you about Karl Rove. At the Republican convention in 2000, oh my gosh, in 2008, boy, time flies, in St. Paul, Minnesota, just down the road from where I am now in North Dakota, I actually ran into Karl Rove. Now you're telling me I'm related to him. Oh my goodness. I ran into Cousin Karl. And I got to walk along beside him and chew him out, which was just wonderful. And and that was actually as a part of a Ron Paul rally. I was leading the Ron Paul forces and the cheering and yelling right outside the Republican convention, because as you may recall, Ron Paul was running a counter convention in the Target Center just a few miles down the road in Minneapolis. At the same time, it's, you know, St. Paul and Minneapolis are really one big town. And so that was very exciting, to run into Karl Rove there. But Dave, keep doing that research. I love that. And you know what, folks? I invite you to do that. My entire family tree is online. I don't know if you found it, Dave.
You know what else I found out, Jamie? That you're also related to Daffy Duck.
Well, my entire family tree is online, and I found out yesterday, for example, I was talking to Chairman Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party. He and I share a common ancestor, John Johnson, who was a pilgrim, and we share that ancestor. So I haven't nailed it down yet, but I'm a cousin to Bill Johnson. But the point to be made, folks, it's not about Kelso's ancestry. The point to be made is that if you put the time in, and Dave can tell you this, folks, you got to put the time in. But if you put the time in, you will find that the web, the interrelated web of our people, is so tightly interwoven. I'll tell you what, give me enough time and I'm going to find out I'm a cousin to Dave in Mississippi. And Dave, I invite you to do that. Figure out how we're related. Because our people are so interconnected.
17,000 years ago.
Yeah, well, but, you know, Frank Salter's point in On Genetic Interests is that we as Europeans are, we're from a very small stock, and we're very closely woven together. So, now, let me do, Dave, do you have a question for Bill?
Yes, Bill, I was wondering, I was going to say, Jamie, I found your family tree on the internet, and what I actually found on your family tree, you're in the fruit section. Now, Bill, I wanted to ask you a question. I know you're probably a fan of this Hank Williams Jr. along with Jamie Kelso. I listened to an interview with Hank Williams Jr. where he was kind of poking fun at Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, but he said that Martin Luther King was one of the greatest Americans who ever lived. Would you guys both pretty much agree with that?
I had a lot of respect for Martin Luther King. He was a very intelligent man, and he was a man on a mission. I feel very sad that he didn't get to complete his mission.
Well, and
I think he was
Dave,
a great American.
Dave, the I am not an admirer of Martin Luther King, Ron Paul made an interesting comment. I know that Ron Paul's not really an admirer of Martin Luther King either, but he said that he did admire his sort of his gumption, his stick-to-itiveness. You know,
his tenacity.
And that's, of course, you know, at David Yeagley, the American Indian who recently died, he respected that about white patriots. He said, or about our ancestors, he said, as an Indian, I salute the fighting spirit of your ancestors, and I rue the fact that this generation of white folks appears to have largely lost that fighting spirit. As an Indian, I can't respect that. You know, you're lying down without a fight, and that is cowardly in my eyes as a warrior. So, the you know, you can respect in an enemy the fact that they fight. Other than that, though, of course, I don't have any respect for Martin Luther King, and I know a whole lot about him that the average American doesn't know, of course, just that's just not common knowledge, because all we get is propaganda about him. There's an awful lot of very shameful stuff about this guy. But Dave, thank you so much. Please continue your genealogical researches, and pardon me for having to catch up on a couple callers here. Let me just see who else we've got here, and let me clear the board. So thank you for calling in, Dave. Tom in Florida, are you there?
Finally, good afternoon. I just like to say that Hank Williams is a patriot, and so is William. William's a patriot, but here's some things I want to give you some facts, James, and then I'm going to give you some points.
Well, now, hey, just a sec.
I want your
Tom, here's what I need. I love your calls into the show, and I really appreciate you being in the audience, but here's something, a favor you need to do for me. With our limited time, it's important that you fire off a concise question. It's not really an opportunity to make a presentation. You know, I appreciate it so much, and I'd love to interview you on a radio show, but it's not the calls are not a chance to make a presentation. So if you could fire off a question to our guest, that's the best thing for us. If you got something on a constitutional question or a White History Month that you could fire up.
You're talking about archaeology, and the thing you're talking about archaeology was this, James. The Vikings, the greatest wood carpenters in the world, can never build a Viking ship like the Vikings did 1,000 years ago. I don't know if you know that. Number two, on the Discovery Channel, they found 12 mummies that have blonde hair and blue eyes in China. What happened? They had that on the Discovery Channel like 6 years ago, and they haven't showed it again since. The Chinese government actually had these mummies of European men.
Yeah, Tom, those Viking ships, that's part of American white history. You know, of course, American white history applies back to all white history of all our European, kinsmen. And my gosh, you're right. The craftsmanship that our people mastered thousands of years ago is extraordinary. And those Viking ships, I'll tell you what, the Red River, which runs right by my house, I am convinced was navigated by Viking boats hundreds of years before Columbus. Oh my gosh, we've completely run out of time. Bill Bohart, please come again. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jimmy.
We'll see you all next week.
It's been a pleasure.
Financial uncertainty.